咁我读经嘅经文取自喺嘅箴言第十章十八节、十一章嘅十二、十三节、十七章嘅九节、廿四章嘅十七、十八、廿八、廿九节、廿五章嘅七至十节、十一节、廿二节，同廿七章嘅五同六节。
We'll be reading from the book of Proverbs today, chapter 10, verse 18, chapter 11, verse 12 and 13, chapter 7, verse 9, chapter 24, verses 17, 18, 28 and 29, chapter 25, 7b to verse 10, 21, 22, 27, chapter 27, verse 5 and 6.
我们要用启言方式来读，先用中文读，英文读出。
So let us read this responsively, first in Cantonese and then in English.
是箴言的第十章十八节，我开始。隐藏怨恨的有说谎的嘴，口中在谤的是愚妄的人。往来传舌的泄漏密事，心中诚实的遮蔽事情。你仇敌跌倒，你不要欢喜；他跌倒，你心不要快乐。不可无故作见证陷害邻舍，也不可用嘴欺骗人。宁可有人说请你上来，强如你恩见的王子面前叫你退下。你与邻舍争讼，要与他一人辩论，不可泄漏人的密事。你的仇敌若饿了就给他饭吃，若渴了就给他水喝。当面的责备强如背地的爱情。
Let us read this responsively. The one who conceals hatred has lying lips, and whoever utters slander is a fool. But a man of understanding. Whoever goes about slandering reveals secrets, but he who is trustworthy in spirit keeps a thing covered. Whoever covers an offense seeks love, but he who repeats a matter separates close friends. Do not rejoice when your enemy falls, and let not your heart be glad when he stumbles, lest the Lord see it and be displeased, and turn away his anger from him. Be not a witness against your neighbor without cause, and do not deceive with your lips.
Do not say, I will do to him as he has done to me. I will pay the man back for what he has done.
What your eyes have seen,
Do not hastily bring into court, for what will you do in the end when your neighbors put you to shame?
Argue your case with your neighbor himself, and do not reveal another's secret, lest he who hears you bring shame upon you, and your ill repute have no end. If your enemy is hungry, give him bread to eat, and if he is thirsty, give him water to drink. For you will heap burning coal on his head,
and the Lord will reward you.
Better is open rebuke than hidden love.
Faithful are the wounds of a friend, who feels are the kisses of an enemy.
May God bless the readers and hearers of his word. The title of the message by Pastor Wilson Chang this morning is Repair Your Relationships.
Let me state the obvious. You can't make it in life Without the right relationships,
如果冇一个正确嘅关系，你嘅生命唔会系好嘅。
You see, relationships will make or break your life.
关人同人嘅关系决定咗你嘅生命系点样。
Therefore, you won't make it unless you're wise enough to know how and why relationships tend to break down.
所以你要知道究竟关系点解会去破裂，同埋你点样可以去修补。
You and I need to know how then can we repair relationships.
你可以点样可以修复佢哋？
You know, let's look first at the reasons why relationships are constantly in need of repair and maintenance.
咁我哋首先睇下点解关系要不断嘅去修补。
That's up there. And the second is the how question. Then how do we proceed for the remedy?
看看我們怎樣去有那個解決的辦法。
Well, we're starting with Proverbs 10:18. And Jacob, if you don't mind, if you could shine that back up. That's a verse that we've already looked at in the previous sermons. He who conceals his, and the key word is hatred, has lying lips, and whoever spreads slander is a fool.
我们看回第十章的第十八节，他说隐藏怨恨的是有说谎的嘴，口出残谤的是愚昧的人，愚妄的人。
Again, the key word is hatred. What does the book of Proverbs mean by that Hebrew word which is translated hatred?
那这本箴言里面所讲到的怨恨这个字译出来是什么意思呢？其实
That's important to understand because you and I think of hatred as what? Screaming anger.
咁你同我去諗到怨恨嘅時候，好多時候我哋會講到話，即係好憤怒咁嘅聲。
I don't know about in Chinese, but in English, that's how hatred is rendered.
喺英文咧就會咁樣譯過嚟。
You see, it usually means you're ready to tear the eyes out of the other person.
好多時就係好似你隨時好似想殺死對方咁樣。
But if you actually read the Bible, you'll see the word hate is very often used in situations that don't seem quite to match what our understanding of hate is.
有很多时圣经用的怨恨那个字跟我们所想的好像很不同。
That's because the biblical meaning behind that Hebrew word translated hate means ill will.
但是在希伯来文它译出来那个字应该一个解释就是说恶意。
That's on slide 3. I hope you see that hate is in the Bible ill will.
这个怨恨愤恨的字在圣经来讲应该解做恶意。
So you and I have ill will towards someone when you begin to find happiness in their unhappiness.
就是当你是见到人是不开心，反之你是很开心的时候，你就是对人有恶意。
That's how you know you're into hate, that you're into ill will. You find happiness in someone's unhappiness.
简单来说就是说你幸灾乐祸的时候，你就是对人有恶意。
For example, if we go again to Proverbs 24:17,If Joe, if you don't mind,
我们看回24章17节。
I'm going to read it in a slightly different translation than yours. Again, the reason is because you need multiple translations to understand the Bible, right?
咁英文会有唔同嘅翻译，但我哋中文第一个啫。
Do not gloat when your enemy falls, but when he stumbles, do not let your heart rejoice.
佢话你仇敌跌倒，你不要欢喜；他倾倒，你心不要快乐。
See, the important question is, what do we do? What do we do with our hatred?
咁我哋对于我哋所有嘅怨恨，我哋应该点样做咧？
Well, you know the answer. You conceal it.
你知个答案就系话你会隐藏佢。
This verse probably is implying that we don't just conceal it from the person.
但系呢个圣经所讲嘅唔单止我哋向别人去隐藏。
Again, this is why we have to understand that hate isn't just blind screaming rage.
所以你只要知道怨恨嗰个字，呢个愤恨呢个字，唔系净系讲到有愤怒。
Hate in the Bible begins small, very small.
怨恨喺圣经嚟讲，开始嘅时候系好细嘅啫。
So that you can conceal it.
所以你可以将佢隐藏。
Conceal it from the person you're at odds at.
就系话嗰个得罪你嘅人，你可以向佢隐藏。
But did you know?Mainly, you conceal hate from yourself.
但最主要嘅就话你从将呢个隐藏向你自己亦都向将呢个愤怒怨恨向你自己都隐藏出嚟。
You see, you and I won't call it as if what it is.
你同我都唔会去将佢讲做话呢啲系怨恨。
You and I won't look at it as what it is.
你同我睇佢，亦都唔係睇佢係真實係咁樣。
And if you think I'm exaggerating, look at the Sermon on the Mount in the New Testament.
如果你覺得係誇大咗嘅時候，你睇翻新約聖經裏邊嘅登山部分。
See, if you doubt that this, if you think this, well, you're just exaggerating, Wilson. If you doubt that, look at the Sermon on the Mount. It's the same thing. Jesus is talking about murder.
睇下耶穌所講嘅殺人。
Proverbs is alluding to the same thing.
呢個箴言所講嘢都係同樣一個意思。
And I've got that on slide 4, Matthew 5:22, which is right in the midst of the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus' famous Sermon on the Mount. It says there, but I say to you that everyone who's angry with his brother will be liable to judgment. Whoever insults his brother will be liable to the council. And whoever says, you fool, will be liable to the hell of fire.
在馬太福音五章二十二節就是耶穌在登山部分裡面所說的話。只是我告訴你們，凡向弟兄動怒的難免受審判，凡罵弟兄是拉加的難免公會的審斷。
Now, when you read that first, you might be like me, say, maybe he's exaggerating there.
當你第一次看的時候，你可能好像跟我這樣想，就是說他是不是誇大了呢?
Right, is Jesus really saying that's not murder, disdain, ill will? It's not really the same thing, right?
Yeah, 去藐視或者是去仇恨和殺人其實好像兩樣東西來的。
And you're not understanding Jesus then. You're not understanding the context. You know what he's saying there?
你就並沒有看清楚究竟耶穌講緊乜嘢。
He's saying, look at the question, how? How does hatred start?
你睇下個問題就係話呢個怨恨點樣開始嘅呢?
How does murder begin?
呢個殺人點樣開始嘅呢?
Every acorn, did you know? Every acorn has the potential. With the, given the right time, the right fertilizer, the right water, the right rain, becomes a forest.
每一個橡樹的果子，佢都有機會可以發展成一個好大嘅樹林。如果佢喺適當嘅時間有適當嘅水分嘅時候，
now the acorns in your neighborhood might not, right? Very few acorns do, but that little acorn, did you know, has the power to become many, many trees.
可能不是每一個種子都可以做到咁樣，但係有啲種子係真係可以去發展成為變咗好多好多棵樹。
Beware, if you find happiness in someone's unhappiness, you're into ill will, you're into hatred.
如果你真係幸災樂禍，喺人哋唔開心嘅時候，你反之係你睇到佢係咁，你自己會好開心嘅時候，你就要小心。
That's Jesus' point. If you smile on the inside when someone else is being brought down, that's the seeds of hate.
當你睇到人哋係喺一個唔好嘅處境，你反之心裏邊係暗暗好開心嘅時候咧，呢個就係怨恨嘅種子。
Proverbs and Jesus is getting at, there's an enormous potential in you, in everyone, for that to bloom.
呢個箴言所講嘅就係話喺每一個人嘅心裏邊都有一個機會讓呢個怨恨去發揮出嚟。
And so, what do we do?
我們怎樣呢?
What do we do with our hatred?
我們怎樣對待我們的怨恨呢?
We conceal it.
我們會將它隱藏,
from ourselves.
是向我們自己隱藏,
we don't call it what it is.
我們不會說這些是怨恨,
we conceal it from others, but we slander them.
我們也將它向別人隱藏, 但我們會說他們的壞話。
See, here's the point that Proverbs is trying to make. It says you may conceal it to yourself, you may conceal it to others, but when you're talking about that to other people, it comes out.
你可能會將呢個怨恨向嗰個人同埋向自己去隱藏，但係你向第二啲人去講翻呢個人嘅時候咧，呢個怨恨就會出嚟。And
the Bible calls that slander.
呢個聖經所講嘅就話呢個係殘謗。
And every time you see the word slander in the book of Proverbs, it does not mean a false report. It simply means a bad report.
這個講這個壞話，未必是講到一個錯誤的敘述，而是一個壞的敘述。
That's very important to understand. It doesn't mean a false report. It means a bad report.
只是你將去向別人去講他的壞話。
Now don't misunderstand me. It doesn't mean that you can never say anything of a negative evaluation of someone.
但我哋并唔系话唔可以，从来就唔可以去向人有一个负面嘅评价。
But this is what Proverbs and Jesus in the Sermon on the Mount is saying. Any communication designed to diminish a person in the eyes of the listener is slander.
就话任何嘅向别人去讲呢个说话，以致令到另一个人系变得更加矮化嘅时候咧，呢个就系残谤。
Because slander is ill will. Ill will is hatred in the Bible.
因为呢个就系怨恨所生出嚟嘅。
So I hope you see, you and I need relationship repair. It's essential.
所以你同我都需要有关系嘅修补。
It is because when this begins to happen, relationships are broken, are destroyed. Communities are destroyed.
所以关系点样开始破落？呢个社区点样开始破落？就系由怨恨嗰度开始。
It's inevitable. You don't have to have somebody like myself saying this to you. You're a human being. You know it. It's inevitable. It happens to you almost every day.
你唔需要我讲俾你听，你每一日你都会见到。这个、是无可避免
it happens to all the people around you.
是在你周围的人身边都发生。
And that's kind of scary, isn't it?
这个好像很可怕。
You see, why is it scary? Every day you see people who are kind of ruthless, who are kind of selfish.
每一天你都看到人是很自私。
And they're full of themselves, and they're extremely self-centered.
他们很自大，很自我中心。
And your natural inclination is you begin to hope.You hope somebody puts them in their place.
咁你心里边谂咧，啊，希望呢个人会有报应。
And you start to hope that they'll get what they deserve.
你希望佢哋会咧会得到佢哋嘅恶果。
Right, that bad behavior, somebody's gotta put them in their place.
佢哋话你话佢哋做咗啲咁嘅嘢，佢哋应该要得到报应。
You're already slipping into hate.
咁咧，你其实嗰度你已经开始有呢个怨恨。
Inevitably.Almost every day, you do that.
你每一日其实都系咁样做。
With someone at work, in the home, with the family, or a person in the street.
无论喺你嘅工作地方、喺家庭，甚至乎喺街上边。
And did you know people are probably doing that to you too?
你有冇知道其实人对向你都系咁样做咧？
And so that's why Proverbs has some strong words. Proverbs says, if you let yourself do that, you're a fool.
所以这个圣经箴言说如果你是这样做的时候你是一个愚拙的人
And remember in the book of Proverbs This is on slide 5 What a fool is It's not just being silly That's not a fool in the Bible A fool in the Bible Is being destructive
愚昧人不单只是愚蠢的意思愚昧人在圣经来说是一个带着一个破坏性的
And so let's look at some of these other verses That I've gathered here In Proverbs to see How Does this twist you? How does this destroy you?
咁让我哋睇下其他嘅圣经经文点解睇到呢样嘢，点样可以去扭曲你，去摧毁你
？Because it also damages the person that you have ill will towards.
呢个亦都系话你向人点样有恶意。
Well, let's first look again at Proverbs 24 verses 28 and 29.
我哋首先睇下24章嘅28、29节。
If you don't mind, if you could shine that up, that's Really, an entire narrative structure there in and of itself. Proverbs 24 and 29 in the NIV says this, Do not testify against your neighbor without cause, or use your lips to deceive.
不可无故作见证陷害邻舍，也不可用嘴欺骗人。
Now, that's a very interesting statement.
这个有一个很特别的句子。
Because why? Think about this. Why would someone give false testimony?In a court of law.
我哋谂下，点解喺呢个法庭上边，点解会有人去无故去陷害人咧
？Right, isn't that pretty serious?
系咪好严重咧
？A false testimony is getting into court and swearing to something you know is not true.
一个假见证喺呢个法庭上边，你去宣誓话，去讲呢样嘢，但系你知道呢个系大话嚟嘅。
Why?
点解咧
？Would you ever do that?
你会唔会咁样做咧？
What would make a person be that kind of dishonest?
有乜嘢会使到呢个人会咁唔诚实咧
？Well, the answer is in verse 29 of Proverbs 24.
个答案喺29章29节。
Let me read that again to you in the NIV version. Do not say, "I'll do to him as he has done to me. I'll pay that man back for what he did."
他说不可说人怎样待我，我也怎样待他，我必照他所行的报复他。
Do you see what's happening when you get into ill will? Someone wrongs you, right?
有没有看到当你有恶意是怎样呢？就是有人去得罪你。
Then the ill will comes up from within you.
而在你的心里面生出这个恶意。
And then you begin to root for that person to be unhappy.
然后呢你就希望那个人是不开心。
You begin to hope that somebody puts that person down.
然后你希望有人会去对付他。
And you're then starting to tie your happiness with their unhappiness.
然后你就将你的快乐希望可以建筑在他的痛苦上面。
But some people don't get unhappy.
但有些人不会有痛苦。
Life goes pretty well for them.
对他们来说，他们的生活很好。
And then you begin to say, I have to make them unhappy.
然后你就开始想，我要令到他们不快乐。
Do you see what is happening?
你看到发生什么事呢？
The evil done to you is molding you, is shaping you into its very image.
就是说那个向你所行的邪恶去反之去使到你变成那个恶。
And you're slowly becoming what you hate. And you can't even see it.
然后你就慢慢变成了你所憎恨的那样东西，你甚至乎看不到。
It's all in a little acorn. The power of ill will within you.
起初的时候都是一个小小的种子，这个就是说那个恶意那个能力在你心里面。
And that power of hate.That little seed in seed form begins to twist you and mold you.
这个怨恨就开始去扭曲你，去塑造你。
If you doubt that's powerful, you don't know about life. That's going to shape and mold you. That's going to bring you down.
如果你看不到这一点的时候，你其实不知道生命究竟是怎样，这件事就会将你去带下来。
The very thing you're trying to defeat is defeating you as you.Try to defeat it.
你尝试去战胜嗰样嘢，反之去战胜咗你。
And Proverbs is trying to tell you the wise understand that.
箴言上次讲你听，你点解需要去认识
？Because this happens all the time in life.
因为呢啲嘢喺生命里边不断咁样出现。
A slide six, please. If you maintain that kind of ill will, and you start giving bad reports to other people, it doesn't just destroy community, which is horrible.It turns you into the very image of the thing you hate.
如果你是有这个恶意在你的心里面，然后 向人去开始去讲坏话的时候，不单只是去破坏了同人的关系和这个社群，而是 令到你自己有这个怨恨。
And God, through the author of Proverbs, has strong words for you.
而这个经文，这个箴言对你有一个很严厉的说话。
Remember what a fool is?Being destructive.
愚昧的人是有破坏性。
You're into slander.
你去诽谤。
You're a fool to let that happen.
如果你让这件事发生的时候，你就是一个愚昧的人。
You have the seeds of that sort of thing happening in you every single day.
你每天都看到，又是不是这样在你生命里面发生。
And so if you're wise, you're not surprised.You're not surprised when people do it to you. You're not surprised when you find it in yourself.
你就好容易睇到，你唔单止人对你咁样做，而喺你自己心里边，你都系咁样。
And if you're wise, you know how to respond.
如果你有智慧嘅时候，你就知道点样回应。
And that segues into how do you find a remedy, right? What's the remedy? What are the components? How do I resolve this?
然后跟住我哋讲到点样系有一个解决嘅办法。
Slide 7. Well, according to Proverbs, there are four components to relationship repair, and these are pretty obvious, and many preachers have preached on relationship repair because, again, you can't miss it in the Bible, relationship repair, right? It's everywhere, not only the book of Proverbs and Matthew, it's everywhere.
在箴言里面提到有四个元素，就是说怎样修补的关系，不单止在箴言里面，也在很多其他的书卷也都有提到的。
So these four components, because they're kind of pithy and I couldn't think of anything better. These four components are from Tim Keller's sermon.
咁呢四点呢其实喺嚟自Tim Keller 牧师嘅讲道。
And the first three are that, and you'll see it on the slide, resist the superiority, number one.
第一就係话呢你要去拒绝将自己去变做优越。
Secondly, release from liability. Third is overcome evil with good.
第三就是说,
and the fourth is when you can only do when you've done all first three, confront as necessary.
第四样就是说你做了头三样的时候，你就可以做第四样，就是说当你有需要的时候就去对质。
Okay, pretty succinct, straightforward. Resist the superiority, release from liability, overcome evil with good, and then when you've done all that, confront as necessary.
重复一次就是说，第一就是说你唔好看自己系比别人嘅优越，第二就系话你唔好向人追究你嘅责，佢哋嘅责任。第三就系话以善胜恶，第四就系话有需要嘅时候去对质。
Now, because of the sake of time, I can only cover number one today. I just mentioned number two.
我们只会讲第一点，第二点我头先都提过。
And we'll cover more extensively two through four next time.
下一次我们会讲其他的点。
So let's first look at resist the superiority.
第一就是说你拒绝看自己是优越。
Jacob, if you don't mind, Proverbs 11, 12, and 13 again, if you could shine that up, you'll see it there.
我们看第11章的12、13节。
A man who lacks judgment derides his neighbor, but a man of understanding holds his tongue. A gossip betrays a confidence, but a trustworthy man keeps a secret.
他说藐视邻舍的毫无智慧，明哲人却默静默不言，往来传舌的是漏默事，心中诚实的遮隐事情。
Okay, this is pretty basic, pretty simple. What's the soil? What's the soil of ill will? What's the soil of slander and gossip? What is the soil for that to grow?
要生出这个恶意，讲是非或者诽谤，那个适当的泥土应该是怎样的呢？
It's derision, right? Derision, which means look down. Look down on someone.
就是藐视，就是看低人。
So you can't stay angry at somebody unless you feel superior.
因为你需要看自己比别人优越的时候，你才会继续有这个怨恨。
As soon as that sense of superiority is gone, your ill will is gone.
当你那种优越感是没了的时候，你对人的恶意也会没了。
See, this is what you and I do. We always say to ourselves, I'll never do that. That person is crazy. I'll never do that.
因为你和我其实我们都是这样想，哇，他做这些事情，我永远都不会这样做。
That's why you maintain resentment towards that person.
所以你对那个人呢，永远都有怨恨。
Because deep down, in the core of your being, you're saying this: if the person does this, if the person that person did that, I would never do that.
因为其实喺你心里边，你谂话，如果嗰个人向我咁样做，其实我唔会咁样做，唔会向其他人会咁样做嘅。
You see, think of the opposite: if the person had the same problem you had, then when that person wrongs you, you know about it because you do it too.
因为反之来讲，当嗰个人同你有同样嘅问题，当嗰个人去得罪你嘅时候，你知道你都会去咁样做嘅时候，你唔会向人有呢个怨恨。
Of course, the opposite of that is feeling superior, right? We have that feeling towards the people around us, which is the root of our ill will.
所以恶意嗰个根就系嚟自话我哋看自己系比别人系更加优秀。
That's why you gossip. That's why you slander.
所以你会去讲坏话，讲去诽谤。
And those things are destructive. They destroy relationships.
呢啲嘢都系去好有破坏性，破坏关系。
So where does that sense of superiority come from?
咁呢种嘅优越感系嚟自边度咧？
Well, it's sort of masked in the English translation, in a way you can't help it. But here's why.
咁喺英文嚟讲，好似我哋唔系睇得好清楚嘅。
It says in Proverbs 11, the first part of 12, Proverbs 11, 12a, a man who lacks judgment derides his neighbor.
剛才所說的就是藐視鄰舍的毫無智慧。
See, literally, in Hebrew, it says, a man without a heart looks down at his neighbor.
在希伯來文所說的就是一個人當他沒有那個心的時候，他就會看低他的鄰舍。
Now, in fairness to the English translators, they don't put that there because they know our understanding of heart is different than the Bible's understanding.
因为翻译这个圣经变成英文的人，他们没有将这个心那个字摆下去，因为他们知道我们所想那个心和希伯来文所讲那个心的意思是有点不同。
We talk about that fairly often around here.
我们都之前已经讲过很多次了。
You see, in English, The word heart, if you look at it in a sentence, it means the seat of your emotions.
在英文来讲, 心就是说你那个感情、那个感受、那个根源。
Right? So a person without a heart, in English, would be someone who's sort of unfeeling.
所以在英文来讲,这个没心那个人呢, 就好像一个没感情的人。
But that's not what the Bible means about heart when you see the word heart in the Bible.
但圣经所讲的心不是这样的意思。
The heart is your essence, the very core of yourself, the core of your being.
圣经所讲的心就是说你那个人那个中心。
It's the seat of your entire personality.
就是你人那个人格的所有的东西的根源。
It combines your mind, your will, your emotions.
它结合了你的感情、你的认知、你的智慧。
It's essentially who you are, it's your soul.
这个就是说,心就是你自己整个人,就是你的灵魂。
And so Proverbs 11:12a literally says, a man, a person without a heart, looks down at his neighbor.
所以圣经所说的话,这个人没有这个心的时候,就藐视他的邻舍。
It's saying the superiority problem that we have with others is a symptom of something wrong at the very core of our being.
之所以我们有忧郁感,就是说我们的心,我们的中心是有问题。
In other words, it's not a minor problem. It's not a little blip on the screen. It's not minor.
这个不是一个小的问题。
And how's that so?
为什么呢?
According to the Bible, every human being desperately wants control. We want to be in charge of our lives.
因为我们每一个人都想有这个控制权,我们想控制我们自己的生命。
We want to determine what our life is about. We all desperately want to call the shots in our lives. And at the very same time, we want that. The Bible clearly states, at a very deep level, we know we're replacing God. We know that.
圣经都说,我们将我们取代了神。
We don't like that. We know it subconsciously, and we want to replace God. We don't want God in our lives.
我们在心里面,我们知道我们不想有神,我们想用其他东西取代神。
We want to be in control of our lives. We don't want God telling us what to do.
我们不想神告诉我们,我们要做什么。
That means we're into replacing God.
就是说我们要取代神的位置。
And as a result, every human being goes out into that world radically insecure, and we're desperate in need of self-justification. We constantly need people to approve of us. We need to say we're okay. We need people to tell us that. And whenever someone fails in front of you, or especially when someone fails you, you know what happens? That self-justification apparatus goes into hyperdrive.
当人家去得罪你,或者是有人去失败了的时候,你自己那种的自我肯定就出来了。Right?
Shifts into that gear, right? And you jump on it, you say, how stupid, how idiotic.
他说那个人多么愚蠢呢?
And here's how it works. You use the failure. You know that somebody fails you as an opportunity to convince yourself you want to be okay, so you think you're superior.
当你看到人去失败的时候,你就对自己说,其实我做得很好,你觉得自己比他是更加优越。
And you know what basically we do? We turn the person who did us wrong into a cartoon.
那我们在做什么呢? 其实我们将那个得罪你的人,将他变成一个卡通。
Right? I'm talking about the cartoons you see in the newspapers, you know, in the magazines where, you know, maybe somebody sketches a famous person and, draws a cartoon.
我们讲的就好像在报纸或者杂志上面,有些人去特别去画一些名人的卡通,将它变成一个卡通。
And you can always tell that the artist doesn't, or the author of the article doesn't like the person when you see the cartoon. It's distorted, right? Person's head's too big, or his nose too big, or his ears are too big.
當你看到這個卡通的時候，你很明顯就知道那個作者或者畫這個卡通的人不是很喜歡這個名人，因為你看到他有些特徵特別是醜化了或者特別大的。
And we call that a caricature, right?
我們將你的好像一個卡通漫畫化一樣。
They enlarge your unique features so that it sticks out.
你將他那個獨特的特徵特別是放大了他，以致人家很明顯一看就看到。
A caricature is what? An exaggeration.
你將他誇大了。
And they exaggerate what? Your less desirable features.
它誇大了那些好像看起來不是那麼令人討好的特徵。
And basically what the cartoonist is doing is making fun of you. In a very polite way, right? Because you're a public figure and, you know, cartoon is a cartoon, right?
那個卡通就好像在取笑那個名人一樣。
But they want to bring attention to what you said. And that's what they do. That's why they do that.
但他們所做的就是說將你的注意力就集中在那裡，在那個不好的地方。
And that's what we do.
呢個亦都係我哋咁樣做。
That self-justification apparatus kicks in.
咁當人哋去得罪我哋嘅時候，我亦都係咁樣做。我哋特別係有個優越感。
And it takes the one thing that person you take the one thing that person did wrong against you, and you begin to distort it, exaggerate it.
咁你將嗰樣人哋特別得罪你嗰樣嘢咧，就你就將佢去誇大醜化咗。
Like for example, if they lie to you.Then you think of them only exaggerating as a liar.
咁當嗰個人去向你去講大話嘅時候，你就淨係諗到佢係一個大話精。
But when you lie, it's different.
但係當你自己講大話嘅時候，你就會唔同嘅諗法。
Because you're complex.
因為你自己好複雜啊嘛，你知道。
It's another situation.
你話你知道係呢個係個狀況個處境都唔同。
Right, there's another side to it.
他說你說有另一個解釋有另一個原因的。
Do you see how it distorts things? You don't see clearly then. You don't see that in the other person that you've wronged, you've exaggerated things.
你有沒有看到你多麼的扭曲你將那件事多麼誇大。
But when you lie, you're complicated. You're multifaceted. So you don't see, you exaggerate reality.
但當你自己去講大話嘅時候，你就用好多嘅解釋話點解你會講大話，你就將呢個現實去扭曲咗。
And the Bible saying that you desperately do that to convince yourself that you're okay.
因為你咁樣做，聖經講話你咁樣做嘅時候，你係向嘗試去說服自己話你做得好好。
And that's what twists you.
所以你就係扭曲咗。
And that's what destroys you and the other person.
是這樣這件事去破壞了你和另一個人。
You're doing that because of that pretense of superiority.
你這樣做因為你自己認為自己有一個優越感。
And now you're taking that wrong that was done to you and you're feeding on it. You're exaggerating.
你就是將人家得罪你那樣東西，你不斷的去加大，不斷的去誇張。
Do you see the distortion that you're doing?
你有沒有看到你怎樣扭曲了這件事？
You begin to exaggerate your righteousness.
你是開始去誇大了你自己那種的義。
You exaggerate your good qualities, your goodness.
你誇大了自己那好的一面。
And that means you're out of touch. You're out of touch of who you really are.
意思就是說你並不知道你究竟真實是一個怎樣的人。
And at the same time you begin to exaggerate the other person's sin.
同時間你都誇大咗別人嘅罪。
And so you're really out of touch with who they are.
你亦都睇唔到佢哋真實係究竟係乜嘢人。
And you know what is even worse? You begin to exaggerate and bring those sins of loss to the entire group of people.
甚至乎就係話你將嗰樣嘢咧去標籤喺佢嗰堆人嗰度。
If that person belongs to a certain race, you become a racist.
如果嗰個人係屬於邊一個種族嘅時候，你就變咗有一個種族嘅歧視。
If somebody of a particular race wrongs you, begin to say they're all like that.
如果有一個種族嘅人特別係得罪咗你嘅時候，你就知道你就會話佢哋全部都係咁樣嘅。
That's what racism is. Racism isn't a lack of education.
種族歧視並唔係話你冇教育。
The Bible says racism is sin. It's in you.
聖經話種族歧視係喺你嘅裏邊係罪嚟嘅。
It's not just sin in general.
不是只是说一般的罪。
Of course, it's sin. It comes from a desperate need. Self-justification. I gotta be okay.
没错，是罪，因为你自己要去自我肯定，你说你自己做得很好。
You see, you caricaturize people.
你將別人去卡通化咗.
And you say they're all like that. That's what racism is. It's a cartoon.
然後你話佢哋全部都係咁樣㗎啦，呢個就係種族歧視.
You distort people.
你將佢哋全部都撞成一個卡通咁樣.
You distort people groups.
你扭曲咗佢哋，你扭曲咗呢一班人.
And your view is now unreality.
然後你對佢哋嘅睇法咧，就唔再係一個真實.
And you distort your view of the people they belong to, and your view of life becomes a distorted one.
然後你睇生命亦都扭曲咗.
That's why you're cynical. That's why you've become hard. That's why you are the way you are.
所以你就會變得係粉細疾做，你變得你嘅心變得剛硬，你變咗你咁嘅樣.
And you're doing it because you should be resisting that, strongly resisting it.
你需要去強烈嘅去拒絕，去有呢個優越感.
Resisting what? That natural urge within all of us to feel superior, to justify ourselves.
要拒絕去覺得自己比別人更加好，去拒絕自我肯定.
And that's the reason for Proverbs 11:12a. A man who lacks judgment derides his neighbor, but a man of understanding, as it goes on, right?
他說藐視鄰舍的毫無智慧，明知人卻靜默不言.
Again, that's not just talking about gossip there.
並不是只是講到話講是非呢樣嘢.
It's referring to our tendency to feel superior.
就是說我們是講到我們有一個傾向，就是覺得自己比別人好.
And when we do that, we jump on others who've personally wronged us.
當人家去得罪你的時候，我們很快就會有這個感覺.
And obviously Proverbs is saying you shouldn't do that.
箴言說我們不應該這樣.
You deliberately keep your heart from doing that, says Proverbs.
你要是決心的,不要這樣做.
And when someone else fails you, you treat them with sympathy, it says. You treat them with respect. You hold your tongue.
聖經說當人去得罪你的時候，你仍然要尊重他們，你要跟他們有同情心，你要勒住你的罪.
And do you see, again, that first step, which is probably the most important one, you have to resist the superiority.
所以這個是第一步，我們要拒絕覺得自己有優越感.
Because that's the root of how all these other components unfold.
因為這個就是其他的不同的元素的根基.
And so what's your choice?
那你有什麼選擇?
You're either going to be defeated by evil resentment and slander.
你是不是被這個怨恨去戰勝你呢?
Or, and the other way is pretty painful too, you can forgive. That's painful.
又或者你可以去饒恕，這個是很痛苦的.
But those are the only two alternatives, right?
但我們只有這兩個的選擇.
You see, you have to understand that there's no other option to go.
你要明白沒有其他的方法了.
You have to start by resisting the superiority, then secondly, you have to release the liability.
所以首先你要拒絕覺得自己比別人優越. 第二就是說你不再去追究別人責任.
I'll go into that more detail next time, but we've talked about it before.
我們以前都會有提過.
Releasing liability means you pay. You pay down the debt when you forgive. There's a debt to be paid. You pay it.
就是說當你去饒恕的時候，你就去付上了這個債.
You pay for what that person did to you. That person owes you, right? See, when you do revenge, you're making them pay.
就是當人得罪你的時候，他們好像欠了你的時候, 你反之你代他們去付上了這個他們所欠你的.
And so what will help us? Because who wants to go through more pain? Who wants to do that?
有誰會這樣做? 有誰願意去經歷更多的痛苦呢?
Well, that's why Proverbs 24, 17 and 18 will help you in your remedy.
所以箴言24章的17、18節可以幫到我們.
Again, let me show you. I'll just do this briefly today. Proverbs 24, 17 and 18 again. It says, again, do you see it there? Do not rejoice when your enemy falls, and let not your heart be glad when he stumbles, lest the Lord see it and be displeased and turn away his anger from him.
他說你仇敵跌倒你不要歡喜，他傾倒你心不要快樂。 恐怕耶和華看見就不喜悅，將怒氣從仇敵身上轉過來。
Do you see what that's saying?
講緊乜嘢呢?
God is as angry as you at your hate as he's angry at the original perpetration against you.
神向對 嗰個得罪你嘅人嗰種嘅罪，佢會憎恨；但係同樣嘅神亦都憎恨喺你心裏邊去憎恨嗰個人。
Or let me put it this way: in a sense, saying in a sense, metaphorically, in comparison, like a metaphor, you're distracting God from the perpetrator's wrong because you're resenting. You're having ill will towards that person.
換句話講，就好似話你向嗰個人嗰個憤恨，其實你將神對於嗰個犯罪得罪你嘅人嗰個專注力去攞走咗，以致而家神係睇你嘅怨恨。
And why is that bad?
點解咧
？Well, Romans 12:9 says Paul makes it clear. He says the Lord says, "Vengeance is mine. I, the Lord, will repay."
因為神話咩？神喺羅馬書裏講話，伸冤在我，我必報應。
We mentioned earlier that replacing God is sin.
我哋提過話要取代神呢個係罪。
You're replacing God when you take matters in your own hands.
當你將呢件事係用你自己嘅手去解決嘅時候，你係取代咗神嘅位置。
You see, only the Lord God knows everything. He knows what that person deserves.
只有神知道萬事，只有神知道嗰個人係配得乜嘢嘅結果。
And that's why only God has the right to give that person what he or she deserves.
所以只有神先至有呢個權利去報應嗰個人。
See, when you stay angry at somebody, and we do that, that's a horrible evil.
當我哋去怨恨一個人嘅時候，呢個喺我哋心裏邊係一個好大嘅邪惡。
Because you're a servant acting as the Lord.
因為你所做嘅就係話你自己變咗係神。
And that's going to ruin you. It's going to bring you down.
呢樣嘢就會摧毀你。
So what's the solution?
咁我答解決嘅辦法喺邊度咧？
Well, it's a passage that Pastor Thomas preached on Good Friday, Isaiah 53, verses 5 and 6.
牧師喺受難節所講嘅講道嘅經文亦都提過，以賽亞書53:5-6.
And you see it right up there in the NIV, but he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment, the wrath that brought us peace was upon him. And by his wounds we are healed. We all like sheep have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way. And the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all.
他說那知他為我們的過犯受害，為我們的罪孽壓傷。因他受的刑罰我們得平安，因他受的鞭傷我們得醫治。我們都如羊走迷，各人偏行己路，耶和華使我們眾人的罪孽都歸在他身上。
You know why we mention this in every message we do here?
點解我哋每一次嘅講到最尾，我哋都提呢樣嘢
？Because it's the only thing that's going to stop you, you a servant, from acting as if you're the master.
因為只有呢樣嘢先至可以阻止你去由一個仆人嘅位置變成一個主人。
You have to behold the beauty of what the Lord did.
你要睇下耶穌為你所做嘅係一件幾美麗嘅事情。
What did he do?
他做啲乜嘢咧？
He, the master, became the servant.
佢係一個主人嚟到成為一個仆人。
Jesus voluntarily took the vengeance you deserved.
耶穌自願嘅去接受咗你所應得嘅報應。
So why do you feel superior?
點解你會覺得自己優越咧？
Well, we don't have a heart, that's why.
我哋冇嗰個心，呢個就係嗰個原因。
Do you want a heart for relationship repair?
你想唔想有一個能夠修補關係嘅心咧？
Do you want a heart to forgive?
你想唔想有一個能夠饒恕嘅心咧？
Do you want a heart that makes you not feel superior?
你想唔想有一個心係會幫助你唔會覺得自己比別人優越？
You need to behold the beauty of the Lord Jesus.
你要睇下耶穌嘅美麗。
Because he takes the vengeance of God the Father against your sins.
因為佢接受咗神為你嘅罪所要行出嘅審判。
And unless you ponder that beauty. Ponder means to experience it, think about it, meditate on it. Unless you ponder that, it's not going to melt your hard heart.
如果你唔係好用心嘅去思想、去經歷、去睇呢樣嘢嘅時候，你嘅心、你嘅硬嘅心唔會融化。
You have to meet with him and remember this.
你要去與佢相遇。
He pays with his life so that you are forgiven.
佢用佢嘅生命去付上呢個代價，以致你能夠得到饒恕。
And when you see that by faith, you'll be able to relate better to those who wrong you.
如果你能够用信心去睇到嘅时候，你就能够去修补同嗰啲得罪你嘅人嘅关系。
And when you do that, you'll make this a better place to live.
当你咁样做嘅时候，你就可以使到呢个地方系一个更加好嘅地方。
Father, we thank you for your word.
天父，我哋感谢你嘅话语。
We know it's hard to digest because we all need, in some form and fashion, relationship repair.
我们知道很难去消化，但我们知道我们每一个人都需要有关系的修补。
May we know what the problem is and know what the solution is.
求你帮助我们去看到我们的问题在哪里，以致我们看到的答案在哪里。
And may we move forward in faith and practice it.
让我们用信心去继续向前行，是这样行出来。
We can when we see your beauty because that'll melt our hard hearts.
因为当我们去看到你的美丽的时候，你可以融化我们的心。
Vengeance is of the Lord, not us. We can't replace God.
报应都是由你那里来，我们不可以取代神。
We're the servant, but we need to remember he became a servant for us.
耶稣基督为我们成为仆人。
Oh, help us, O Lord, to remember that today.
求主你帮助我们去记得。
In Jesus' name, amen.
奉耶稣基督的名义求。